Dancers. New York City's first ever dance parade will be here Saturday, May 19, 2007. Dance Parade promotes unity, bringing together many cultures under one parade. Dance Parade celebrates diversity, showcasing over 37 different forms of dance. From ballet to breakdance, tango to tap, salsa to swing, hula hoopers, flaggers, disco skaters, and more. Be a part of the magical experience as over 5,000 dancers representing the world's many different cultures parade down Broadway and Fifth Avenue with floats, DJs, and live music. A four-hour dance festival will follow the parade in Washington Square Park with stages, performances, fun, and delight. Saturday, May 19th is the day. The parade begins at 2 p.m. Festival in the Park runs from 4 to 8. To join, volunteer, or learn more, go to www.danceparade.org. Support dance, unity, and expression. Support Dance Parade New York.
And you're listening to radio station WBAI New York. It's just about 7 o'clock, which means it's time once again for Off the Hook. Okay, I think we got everybody's attention with this. It's Off the Hook. We're on the air for another hour or so. In this, our pre-RNC show, and also our last show for the next couple of weeks, at least, actually. It might be a lot longer than that if the RNC doesn't go too well. It's amazing. You know, everybody seems to have this gloom and doom forecast. I know people who know cops. You know, I do. And all the cops are telling people, don't go anywhere near the demonstration. It's going to be really, really bad. You know, if cops are saying this, that means they're being given that impression by somebody higher up, and this doesn't look very promising for a nice outcome. And then you have what happened today, where the permit was denied for the rally in Central Park in the Great Lawn. And we're going to have a situation where all these people are going to march up 7th Avenue to the Garden, and what's going to happen after that? Anyone want to theorize, Mike?
Massive street party.
Maybe, but it's not that big a street. It's right where people wind up. For those of you out of town who are at our conference, right in front of our conference, that's where everybody's going to wind up. That's where the Garden is, and that's apparently where the end of the march is. Unless people continue to march up to the park, in which case you have to wonder, what are they going to do then? They could go into the park. In fact, they're actually starting to say that now. The protest organizers are saying there's nothing to prevent people from going inside the park anyway and protesting on their own.
If the weather's nice, it could be fun.
It could be a lot of fun. Now, what I suspect might happen, I suspect they might try to block off an entrance to the park. But we're here to tell you alternate ways to get into the park because they can't close the entire park. All right, and you have every right to be there.
What if they did close the entire park?
Well, then they'd have to do that. They'd have to go on record as saying, yes, we closed off Central Park to prevent people from going there.
That's a good reason as any to close it off.
Yeah, well, let them try that, all right? Let them try that. That's a good way to spend their efforts during that week. So the Great Lawn, which is where the protest or the rally is not going to be, but where all kinds of people can go on their own, it's right in the middle of the park. Is that right?
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, right smack in the middle of the park. What street would you say it's near, Jim?
Well, it's pretty much bounded by, say, 79th on the south and about 86th on the north.
Mm-hmm.
If you enter on the east side, anywhere near the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and there are entrances at about 79th Street at about 83rd, 84th, 85th, somewhere in there.
But Jim, I have plans to be on the west side.
We'll get to that in a moment. But, yeah, you enter there, and there are pathways that lead over to the Great Lawn. On the west side, it's just a little to the north of the Museum of Natural History. If you get off at the 81st Street and Central Park West stop of the subway.
The 81st Street entrance, looks like.
Yeah, there's a couple a little bit further north. If you miss it by a few blocks because of the large numbers of police or large numbers of buses parked by the police to keep you out, you know, you can just figure out where you are in the park pretty easily.
Yeah, basically you want to be anywhere, let's see here, anywhere between 79th Street and looks like 84th Street on the way up. And sort of right in the middle of the park, if you look at it vertically.
Right, you'll eventually find the park drives, the sort of mild highways that go through Central Park. And, of course, Vaughn and Olmsted did a great job of keeping them pretty much disconnected from walkways through the park. But you'll be able to notice.
But you could even approach it from the south, though, 59th Street, and just kind of walk up and
sure.
Eventually hit it. Or you can even go up to the north and walk down.
I think that would probably be the one that the police neglect to guard if they decide to guard the
park.
But
even if they block off the Great Lawn, they'll have all kinds of people massing around the Great Lawn. It's going to be really, really silly. I don't understand the point of this at all.
Well, I put a little effort into thinking about this because, you know, even though I'm a Republican, I'm all for people protesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple of thoughts, which was, number one, yeah, go to the park, pretend to be just, you know, some sunbather, dog walker, frisbee thrower, rollerblader, or whatever, and then unfurl your sign. That's fine by me. But I thought a more creative way, you know, Bloomberg keeps talking about how it's going to ruin the park and plants and lawn and grass will die. I think we should bring that home to him. Not exactly home to him. Why should we ruin 79th Street or wherever it is he actually lives? But City Hall Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small park. It's just been redone. And I was thinking, if every protester went into a supermarket and bought a pound of salt,
mm-hmm.
took it to City Hall Park and just threw it on the grass on the lawn there, When the lawn and all the trees died, you could, like, say to Bloomberg, see, we ruined your park.
Is this a Republican tactic?
No, not really.
Okay. I don't think it's our tactic.
I just thought it was an interesting thing to do.
How about this? How about that? I got a better idea. How about every protester who comes brings a handful of grass seed? All right, and then they simply sprinkle the grass seed. I hear a voice of agreement there on the telephone.
I like that.
Sounds like the voice of Bernie S. agreeing with me.
Yes, or any other kind of seeds, for that matter.
Well, let's not get out of hand here. Yes.
What, flowers?
Flowers would be nice, I
Vegetables.
Guess. Vegetables. Yeah, but, you know, not illegal plants.
There are illegal plants?
I mean, never heard of that. Illegal plants?
Never heard of illegal plants?
Breeder reactors,
oh,
no?
Yeah, well, welcome to the 21st century. Okay, we have that situation, which is looming, and that's happening on Sunday. Yes, and Mike, you're pointing to the big zero on the board there. This is a fundraising show. I know, we're going to get into the fundraising, but let's first put our cards on the table as to what we're going to be discussing tonight, because we have some pretty important topics. This is one of them. Definitely what's going to be happening in the next week or so in this city. It's going to be the focal point of the world. And I've never seen such paranoia. I've never seen such craziness in the streets. You know, people with machine guns walking around and soldiers and cops everywhere you look. And I don't know, the whole place just on edge.
Now you know what's going to happen to us if we don't raise enough funds.
The whole thing is really silly because...
Okay, the whole thing really is silly. Folks, we're sorry. This obviously is not happening now. What you're hearing in the background is voices from the past.
Finally determining that
and there's actually two of me right now.
Saying,
okay, enough. Now there's just one of me. I've won. Sorry, Bernie, you must have been very confused hearing that.
I was, especially when I heard myself.
Yeah. See, what happened there was that we found one of the old archive shows, and we just decided to throw it on, and it turned out to be the show right before the Republican convention back in 2004. And it sounds like it's going out live. I'm sorry if we caused any kind of mayhem or panic, people thinking that there's another Republican convention coming up. It's not going to happen quite like
that. I was all riled up to go to the march this
weekend. You actually left the studio. We had to call you back because Mike was really getting into this. Jim, it was frightening, wasn't it?
I thought my time machine finally worked.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it didn't.
Oh,
no.
Well.
We're all still here. But the reason we did this was because tonight is a special fundraising edition of Off the Hook, as was that one as well. And what we're offering in this particular special program is a full library of all the past shows from 1988 through 2006. And you too can be a part of the magic where you can pretty much call up any show of the past and go through the same memories as you just went through now. Sometimes rather traumatic memories, I realize.
That was a very high quality recording.
Is that what
it's going to sound like if I get the library?
I think so. I think so. I was listening to some other shows. We do have other excerpts tonight. In fact, we're on this week and next week for this fundraiser, and we'll be taking requests from moments of the past that people might want to hear. You know, the first time maybe something happened or a particularly momentous event. It's really a time capsule. This program, since 1988, we've been on virtually every week in some capacity talking about events in technology, in the world of hacking, and other things as well that have happened here right in front of us. So it's fascinating to listen to. And just for like the telephone sounds alone, to hear how that has changed over the years, that is something you just will not find anywhere else. Phone number 212-209-2950, a pledge of $125 gets you every show from 1988 to the end of 2006. And, Mike, what do you estimate that is? I mean, that's a lot of audio.
We were trying to figure out in the lobby. We think it's at least 500 shows, which works out to just a quarter dollar per show.
Wow. We're worth that, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, but think of all the time you can spend listening to us. Oh, my goodness. But not only that, if you have ever called this radio program, then you're in there too someplace. We can't tell you exactly where. You'll have to find yourself. But so many people have called over the years. People have gone through puberty on the show. They've called in as children. They've grown up and realized that, oh, my God, look what I did. And it's all there. Nothing has been excised. Nothing has been taken out. 212-209-2950, phone number here for the WBAI fundraiser. Also, something else we're offering, for a pledge of $25 or above, you get an exclusive Off the Hook t-shirt that you can only get by pledging to Off the Hook. 212-209-2950.
And we said we've had over 500 shows in the past. But the other thing that your contribution allows us to do is to make more shows in the future, mm-hmm. which is really exciting for us.
Imagine that. Those of you who have been listening for a long time, those of you who were part of this radio station since the early days or the mid to early days, if you had not been there for us, if you had not pledged, imagine Off the Hook never having gone on the air in the first place, because you think we could just waltz over to Hot 97 or Kiss FM or whatever these stations are called these days and ask for a show? No, you can't even get in the door. You can't get past a security guard. And we can get past our security guard, and we can get all the way upstairs and behind a microphone, and before you know it, we're spreading all this weird stuff over the air, information and taking phone calls and just pretty much doing something no one else has done. It seems simple. It seems simple to be able to just go in and do a radio show. And I guess you can do it on the Internet, but it's not the same thing when you have a 50,000-watt radio station in the middle of New York City and you're able to get people from all over just tuning in their cars. I mean, that's the coolest thing in the world, is getting somebody who has no real interest in the hacker world getting turned on to it because they happened to turn on the radio at the wrong time and get us.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are dialing the radio dial looking for something interesting and find us. In fact, I'm one of those people who accidentally came upon this station.
Wait a minute. You mean you're here now because you accidentally turned us in?
I'm here now for a lot of reasons, but that's one of them.
So, I mean, basically we would never have met you, Jim, if we hadn't been doing a radio show and you hadn't turned on the radio.
Exactly. Okay. The show that I first heard mm-hmm. was ironically the one before the first Hope, where you were saying, is anybody from the MTA listening and knows anything about MetroCard?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we can try to find that moment.
I think we've played that.
Have we played that?
We've played that.
Okay, well, then we can find the moment where we played it. again.
That would be fascinating.
That must have been a pretty historic moment right there. Three calls on the line, 212-209-2950. Yeah, you know, I was thinking of just all the historic things that have happened, the fiber optic going to prison, the whole Bernie S case, which, Bernie, I imagine you're somewhat familiar with.
A little bit. Much of which was live on the radio.
Live on the radio. Well, we can have some of that as well. Also, the whole Kevin Mitnick saga that went on for years over these airways. In fact, I would say that a good part of the Free Kevin movement came about as a result of WBAI being able to reach so many people. So there's a lot of power in radio. There's a lot of things that you can do. A lot of people just want to play music, and that's sad because radio is so much more than that. I like to think what we do here, not just at this show, but at this station, is try to reach people from all different communities and just get them to think, get them to do things, get them to go out, meet other people, and actually make change, because we all have that power. And I think we've learned that over the years here and Off the Hook and many other shows here at the station. 212-209-2950. I'll join the three callers on the line. $125 gets you every single edition of Off the Hook from 1988 through 2006.
How old do you think I was when that first episode aired?
I don't know. Were you even born then?
I want to guess.
1980? Yeah.
Two.
No.
I was two.
You were two.
I was 2 years old.
Did you call us?
I don't think I called.
Okay. Well, if anybody called us and was a child, let us know. We'd like to find that and play that. We have had people who have come on the show after they've done that, and they actually have pointed to when they called up as a 7-year-old or something. I don't know. We get all kinds of interesting calls. Some of them are quite
Emmanuel?
Good. Yes, Bernie.
I have a theory that perhaps in Joe's early years in his household, the show was playing there, and it had such a strong influence on him that greatly affected how he turned out, and maybe that's having the same effect on children as we speak, and on adults who were exposed to this material at an early age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely does have an effect, and not always a bad one, sometimes a good one. It does happen.
I wasn't implying there'd be a bad effect.
Well, you know, we can't deny that sometimes that people turn out the wrong way because we pushed them in a particular direction and made them think about the wrong thing at the wrong time. It's the danger of radio. 212-209-2950, that's our pledge line. We're here asking for funds. You notice that we do not have commercials, never have had a single commercial on this radio station, not just during our show, but during every single show since this station went on the air, I think in 1960. That's a heck of a long time to go without a commercial. And don't think that we couldn't sell this license and make a fortune and have a nice commercial station playing some other variant of dance music. But we believe that radio is something that should be cherished, should be prized, should be defended, and that's all part of the process. If you're listening to us somewhere overseas, if you're listening to us in California, if you're listening to us in Brooklyn, in New York City, anywhere, it means something to you or you wouldn't be listening. 212-209-2950. We're offering the DVD archive, and by DVD archive I mean it comes on a DVD, plays on any computer, plays on many DVD players, in fact. You can play audio on that. And are there CD players now that play DVD audio as well? Have they finally put those out?
I don't think so, but you could easily copy the files to a CD if that's
right.
What you wanted.
Yeah, they're not copy protected. You can copy them to your server. What lots of people do, they listen to our show, they download our show, and they copy it to their iPod. Then they go jogging the next day and hear us.
Go jogging the same day.
Are you jogging right now listening to us? You'd probably think that because you're jogging, oh, look at the sun. Isn't that something? Look at the sun coming up. Just pause for a moment and think about the sun rising as you're jogging in the morning before you have to go to work. Don't you hate your job? Don't you just hate what's going to happen today? Well, okay, here's a way you can feel better, jogger. I know you missed the show. I know it's the next day. Maybe it's even 2 days away. And you feel like a real loser because you didn't call us live. You have one more chance. You can call next Wednesday night between 7 and 8, 212-209-2950. Why not make a note of it? Why not write it down? Why not tell all your friends? And that way, next week when we do this again, we'll have a really good response. It's really the last chance, too, because we're not on after that. But we're on right now for those of you who might be jogging live or who might just be sitting at home vegetating.
Did you know that they have a device? It's called the transistor radio. And you can take it with you and jog and listen to us live.
No.
It's really something.
212-209-2950. We have two calls on the line.
This is something that is unique about our show that is unique to the world of radio that the podcast experience can't provide. You can't go jogging with a live podcast.
Does President Eisenhower know about these transistors?
I don't know.
212-209-2950. We have two calls on the line. We're going to go to another clip in just a couple of minutes, but I want to see a couple more calls come in. Can we get two more phone calls coming in? Two more phone calls. Is that so much to ask?
212-209-2950 is the phone number.
$25 pledge will get you an off-the-hook T-shirt, all right, and which is a cool thing to have. And if you already have one, because I know a lot of people are repeat pledgers, then you can simply give it to somebody or save it. Save it so you have a second copy of the same shirt, because what if the laundry machine breaks or something? And you want to wear that shirt again, except you can't wash it because it's filthy. And but you know it could happen. So it's good to have a backup. That's what I've learned over the years. That backups are important. All right, one call is coming in. Let's get another call. 212-209-2950. And for a pledge of $125, you'll get a copy of every single edition of Off the Hook from 1988 to 2006. Not just Off the Hook, too. Any show that led to the development of Off the Hook. We had different shows back then in the early 90s as well. They're all included in this package, and it's really quite a deal. It would have been unfathomable for us to offer this a couple of years ago because we would have had to have done it on CDs, and there would have been just so many of them. So now we can do it. Every year has its own DVD, and you can just put that into your computer or a DVD player and listen away.
So you get a DVD-ROM full of MP3 files.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do anything you want with them.
And they're not the kind of MP3 files that you download from the website. These ones are high quality, high fidelity.
Wow.
And they sound just like, well, as we just demonstrated, they sound the way it sounded going over the FM radio waves. Now, I should point out, though, some of the earlier shows, some of the really early shows were taken off cassette. And what that means is that you're listening to the cassette, so it might sound a little like a cassette back then. But, it's pretty much FM quality. But the audio files out there, you might notice a slight cassette hiss. There's also going to be that spot where we flip the tape. If you listen to the old shows, there's a little, like, maybe 5-second gap around 45 minutes in or 30 minutes in, depending on if we got a C90 or a C60. And we had to flip the tape when we were doing a show. Now we record it onto CD, so there's no flipping involved.
But we have 120-minute tapes.
We have 120-minute tapes now, yes. Thankfully, the scientists developed that. Yes, Bernie?
Which years were the 8-track tape versions where you hear the ker-chunk? As it switches tracks.
Yeah, you know, we sort of skipped those years. Fortunately, we had nothing to do with that. 212-209-2950, I see four calls on the line, so I guess that's good. I guess it means that people want to hear more, and we're going to play more. We're going to go to another clip. This one, we're going back quite a ways. We're going back to 1993. Where were you guys in 1993? I don't think you were even here, Jim.
I wasn't with you.
Wow, so nobody here.
You were
Redbird. You weren't around.
I was around. I don't know what I was doing.
You weren't doing much. I'll tell you that.
Probably not too much.
Mike, where were you?
Middle school.
Middle school. Not doing anything. And not Kevin. Where were you back then?
I don't even know.
Bernie, how about you? Were you involved?
I think I was still working for 9X then, and occasionally I was a guest on the show on the phone.
Okay, so Bernie, actually, you've been around the longest out of the people here, not counting me.
That might be true.
Okay, but you're not going to be on this show, though, because this show features Fiber Optic, who used to be on quite a bit in the early 90s, early to mid-90s, and this was before he was sent away to prison for a year, and that whole saga was captured on the show as well. In this particular clip, though, this is from June 30th, 1993, we're just basically talking about telephones. And we're also experimenting with telephones live on the air. And it's something that is kind of the magic of Off the Hook. We just sort of play with phones now and then live on the air. And all sorts of unexpected things invariably happen. And you never quite know where it's going to go. In this particular case, we just happened to find an oddity with New York Telephone. Remember, the phone companies were different then. They were, there weren't quite as few of them. There were a lot more. There was New York Telephone. There was New Jersey Bell. There was Bell of Pennsylvania. Was that your phone company, Bernie?
It was Bell of Pennsylvania back then, yes.
Wow. Okay.
Before Bell Atlantic.
So I'm queuing this up now, and what you're going to hear is Fiber and myself basically talking about phones a little bit, reaching out, dialing some numbers, having some unexpectedly weird things happen. Our phone number, 212-209-2950. Please call us while this is playing. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Beep.
Do you know that's the sound of four different calls to information going through at the same time? Actually, not going through. Used to be when you called information, they pick up right away, but those days are over. And with that sad fact, we begin tonight's show of Off the Hook. This is Emmanuel Goldstein together with Fiber Optic here on this Wednesday night. And good evening to you, Fiber.
Good evening, Emmanuel.
We have a lot of interesting things to pass along tonight. Some serious things, some not-so-serious things. Now, Fiber, I understand you've been doing some research as far as switches. Last week we devoted a lot of the program to the breaking news of the cutover of our central office here at WBAI from, what was it, a 1A or a 1?
I believe it was probably a 1A.
A 1A ESS to a number 5 ESS, meaning that, well, it doesn't really mean much to most people, but to us it means that we can no longer call into the radio station and have the phone ring and ring and ring. It just eventually we'll stop doing that after about 20 rings or so. That's one of the sad truths. In fact, why don't we demonstrate that right now? We can grab a line here, and we'll simply call in just like a regular caller. And you'll hear, in fact, I can see it coming up on the board now. We're now calling into our own program here. And we'll just pretend that we're waiting for the host of this program to pick up the phone. See how long it takes for that ring to just go away forever. Something new that didn't used to happen in the past, but now because the phone company can, it happens. For the same reason that if you dial information now, they don't stay on the line to ask if you want a second number or perhaps a clarification or an address or something like that. They just hang up, and you have to call back and pay another however many pennies to get through to them, but they add up after a while. So while we're listening to the rings of our brand new 5ESS and amazed that they haven't figured out a way to charge us for every ring we listen to, now you're going to tell us the difference between a 5ESS and a DMS-100, a way of telling the difference without actually being on the location. In other words, by the ring or something, you can tell the difference.
More or less. This stems back to a message that I had posted on Usenet a couple of weeks ago on Telecom Digest, for those that read Usenet, comp.dcom.telecom. And it was in response to someone who was wondering what type of switch that not only served him, but who served his friend across town. And he simply described what he heard, for instance, if he heard a click before it began to ring, and so on and so forth. Now, it's not too hard nowadays to tell if you have a digital switch or not, simply just by listening. But say, for instance, you've narrowed it down that far. You might have called your prefix plus 9901, and you got an announcement saying that it was a digital switch. Or, say, for instance, you have at least gotten that far and determined that much. What kind of digital switch?
Hang on, I think we've been disconnected.
We've been disconnected, eh?
No, we haven't. Nope. Okay, false alarm.
So you've narrowed it down that far. Now, the odds are you're either going to be on a number 5 ESS from AT&T or a DMS-100 from Northern Telecom. Now, how do you tell the difference? So, I came up with a bunch of ways that...
We have been disconnected because I see the light going out.
Have we?
I don't know why it's still ringing, because unless... we must have popped in on the first line just when somebody else is being disconnected. Someone else just got disconnected now, but we will be disconnected very soon. Something to look forward to.
Well, as I was saying...
Go ahead. Sorry to keep interrupting here.
Okay. But, basically I came up with a couple of ways, at least, that you could tell, either at your own dial tone or just by calling another exchange to determine what type of digital switch that it is. And maybe we can try some of these things, and I could explain them, too. Now, the simplest way to tell that I've come up with so far is for people who subscribe to call waiting. And it has to do with the way your disable call waiting sounds. That's star 70 or 1170 for people with rotary. And on a 5ESS, if you subscribe to call waiting and you dial star 70...
Okay, I think we...
Were we?
That sounded like a click to me. No, I'm, you know, this is taking longer than I thought. I hope it's I hope it's not, you know, so if we call from the radio station to the radio station, it never disconnects, because that will make us look pretty foolish.
Hmm.
It's definitely disconnecting for most people.
Yeah.
But keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, as I was saying about call waiting, if you're a subscriber to call waiting and you dial star 70, if you simply get back a stuttering dial tone that is do-do-do-do like that, then you'd be on a 5ESS. If you got two higher-pitched beeps followed by a slight bit of silence and then a dial tone, then you would be on a DMS-100.
Do I demonstrate those beeps for us?
You mean using my mouth?
Yes.
Okay, they sound approximately like beep, beep, boop, like that.
Okay.
With the boo being the dial tone.
Right.
Following the two beeps. And that remains.
There are some phone books, by the way, in Ohio that actually spell out the dial tone in case people are confused by that. They say, you know, I don't know exactly how they spell it. I think it's with a D. You know, a do, and then the O, 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 O. If you hear that sound on your phone, that means it's a dial tone.
Right.
So, you know, some of those primitive exchanges out there.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this is going to hang up now at all.
Hmm.
Because I see people that are being disconnected after we called in. Okay, well, keep talking. And
okay. Well, it seems kind of odd that every so often it seems to cut the ring off.
Well, that's us talking over.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Ah, there we go. That was a definite click there.
Yeah.
Okay, and we should see the light go out in a second. That's weird. Oh, there, of course, it's fading away. The light is fading away. It's gone now. We have been disconnected. That's how long it takes. That's a bit longer than I thought, but still, you know, when you have 10 lines that are ringing, I mean, there's people ringing now, and this, I can tell you right now, there's no hope. There's no hope. We won't get to you before you're disconnected. There's just no way. Anyway, okay, so you're on a switch. There are certain ways to tell what kind of switch it is if you get a dial tone on that switch, but you're saying there's a way to tell just by calling in.
By calling, you mean as if you were dialing someone else.
Right.
And you wanted to tell what they were on.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a couple of simple ways I found out with that as well. And
well, tell me, can you tell from a busy signal? Can you tell from a ring?
Yeah, I found that it's easier to tell from a busy signal. I don't know if we'll be able to tell on the air. But from dialing around in the city, I found that if you get connected to a busy signal on a 5ESS, there's a very faint hum in the background. Whereas on a DMS-100, it's completely silent.
Okay. Do you mind being put on the spot right now? Because I do have a DMS busy signal, and I do have a number 5ESS busy signal, and I'd like to try them both.
I'll see how well I can hear it over the air.
Okay. Let's give this a try. I won't tell anybody which one I'm calling first. And, in fact, I won't even... Well, yeah, I can. You won't know this exchange, so I think I can do this. Bear with me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, there's our dial tone. We're just going to... call up a number. Here we go.
Oh.
Okay, I was wrong. That's not a busy signal. Let's try something else.
That was way too much noise on there for me to tell.
All right, let's try that one more time.
Too much noise. Yeah, there's way too much static over it.
There is an awful lot of static.
Yeah.
Well, let me try another number and see if that fares any better. Any better?
No.
Okay, but those are two different switches. That much I can tell you. Do you think if we call something more local, you might be able to tell?
Well, I hear the static just in the room.
Yeah, I think the static is inherent in our system
mics,
here.
Yeah.
Well, what would you be listening for then?
Okay, if it was a 5ESS and you were to call the permanent busy number, the test number, prefix plus 9970, which works in most places, or just a busy number, on a 5ESS, if you listen closely, you will hear a very low hum behind the busy signal. It's the faintest hum, but it is there, and if you know what you're listening for, you'll hear it. And if you do that and compare it with that of a 5ESS's busy signal, you'll hear complete silence in between the busies on the DMS. You won't hear anything at all.
Let's try our local number, 279, which we know is a number 5ESS.
The only exception.
What do you mean that's the only exception?
I found that when I was at home and I called in my office, You couldn't hear the hum.
Really? We know what it's not going to go through.
The number you have reached, 279-9970. Please try your call again later.
What?
She didn't give a reason.
She didn't give a reason.
279-9970. Please try your call again later.
That's great. Okay, we're gonna have a little fun here. We're gonna have a little fun here. Hold on. Let's get one of our trusty operators online. Do you think that's a one-time thing? Think that'll happen again?
That's kind of strange. I don't know. Never heard something like that before. No reason.
Uh-oh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Oh, you're supposed to dial 0212, is that right?
Are you?
Yeah, I think you're supposed to do that. Let me just make sure that happens again. Before I get an operator involved in this.
The number you have reached, 279-9970. Please try your call again later.
I've never heard anything like that before. That just goes to show what you can find just by dialing out at random. We had no idea this was here. Okay, we're going to call an operator now. Yeah, I think when you're getting operator assistance into New York City, you have to dial 0 plus 212. I don't know why. It's just the way it is.
New York telephone.
Dial 0 for the operator.
From a push-button telephone, press 1-1 for collect call.
I dialed 0 already.
Charge this call to another number.
I'll try it again.
Please hold for operator assistance.
Mr. G, may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm having some difficulty getting through this number. I'm getting a recording I don't understand.
All right, hold on, please.
Thank you.
The number you have reached, 279-9970. Please try your call again later.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a new one, isn't it?
Hey. See, they want to do away with us, right? They want all these tape recorders to do these things for you. Wait, let me try it again because it left something out.
Yeah, they sure did.
The number you have reached, 279-9970. Please try your call again later.
Wait a minute. There's something missing.
Yeah, I don't know why. I hear voices in the background.
All right, but I hold on a second, turn my mic up a little bit.
The number you have reached, 279-9970. Please try your call again later.
It's just a tape saying, please try a call again later.
Yeah.
It may be checked for trouble. If you want, I can connect you to repair. Maybe they can check the number for you.
You know, somehow I don't think they'll help. Just my experience with them in the past, I don't think they'll do that. But is there a way to report this?
That's
somebody.
Repair.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll connect me to repair then. I'll try it.
No, please.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Yes, repair. Good evening.
Yes, hi. I'm trying to report a number that, it's giving a recording. And it's not telling you why it's giving you the recording. It's saying the number you have reached, and it's not saying why it won't connect you.
Okay, what is the area code and telephone number?
It's area code 212-279-9970.
Thank you, just a moment.
It's a very unusual problem.
Two seven nine 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 seven zero.
That's right.
Sean, that number is disconnected.
It's coming up as disconnected? Well, it's not saying that when you call it. When you call it, it just says the number you have reached, and it stops.
No.
Yeah.
But it is a disconnected number.
Well, I think the machine that says it's disconnected might be disconnected.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I just figured I'd let you know.
Yeah, okay, fine. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Always help the phone company out whenever you can, you know. If you notice that something's unplugged or unlocked or whatever, just tell them, and then they'll fix it. Oh, yes. Blast from the past there. That was an extended excerpt from a show back in 1993, June 30th, 1993, where Fiber Optic and myself just tried to figure out the mystery of a number. We didn't intend to do that. It just sort of happened live on the air.
I think you spoke to more phone company employees in that one call than exist today.
And you notice how one of the operators was saying, you know, they want to get rid of us and replace us with machines, and look what the machines are doing. It's incredible. So this is part of what we're offering here on the special fundraising edition. You'll get that. You'll get so many more interactions with phone company operators and weird phone numbers that we've done over the years here on Off the Hook, all for a call to 212-209-2950 and a pledge of $125 every show from 1988 to the end of 2006. What was it, over 500 shows, Mike?
I think so.
Wow. Unbelievable. Any comments? Oh, Red Hack, you've come in to join us on this.
I've appeared.
Wow.
That was really interesting. I mean, especially like New York Telephone stuff was just...
I mean, they don't even call it New York Telephone. Yeah. They don't call it 9X anymore. Yeah. They've been through so many incarnations. It's just things have changed. Subtle things have changed. Major things have changed. And you can hear it all. You can hear how the world has changed.
One thing interesting to point out is the operator now will never be that friendly.
Really? Mm. They don't like the customer anymore, huh?
Not only do they not like the customer, they'll sue you over things like that.
I see. Well, it's not the same world, definitely not. So if you want to hear what it used to be like, and that really was similar to what things were like now, as far as I'm concerned. You go back a little further, a couple of years before that, and you'll hear mechanical switches and all sorts of other weird sounds that you never hear these days. So, it's pretty incredible. 212-209-2950 is our phone number. And we're offering for a pledge of $25 the Off the Hook T-shirt, which will tell people that you are a listener to Off the Hook, and I guess mark you in their eyes as somebody worth paying attention to, or at least keeping an eye on. For a pledge of $125, you'll get every single show that we've done from 1988 to 2006, with all sorts of weirdness involved and different people coming and going. That's a pledge of $125, 212-209-2950. We take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, all that business. And I'm kind of floored. I'm speechless after having heard myself going through all that again. It was almost traumatic for me.
These shows on the DVDs, they offer so much. Not only do they offer an insight into what the past was like at a various point in time. If you follow them closely, you have an insight into the history and the sociology of a different world, the world of hacking.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really, really astute and pay close attention, you can pick up a lot about hacking, the technical aspects.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're a valuable resource to a lot of...
And you'll hear all sorts of different perspectives from people who have never heard the hacker world before. And, of course, you'll see all the different news events that have happened over the years, not just involving hacking, but involving freedom of speech and curtailing of our rights and the Patriot Act and all sorts of world events that really have been very significant. Things from the falling of the Berlin Wall to 9/11 to all sorts of things that just happened right here in front of us here in New York City. We were witnesses to it all. And you can hear it. You can relive that. Get a little time capsule of your own and copy it to your computer and spread it around and do whatever you wish with it. 212-209-2950. We have one final clip that I'd like to play after we get a couple of calls. Do you guys know what it is? It's a pretty significant event.
I don't know.
You want to guess? Bernie,
there's so many.
Yeah, well, that's why you got to guess. Bernie, you there?
Gee, are you asking me for a particular reason?
Well, I'm asking you to guess what this momentous event might be that we have. It's one call on the line, 212-209-2950.
I think one of the most momentous events is when you managed to get yourself to a WBAI after 9/11, but it had been shut down.
Yeah, we weren't on the air because the station was off the air.
but the first show that aired after the abyss had opened mere blocks away was a show worth hearing again.
Yeah. Well, that's wrong. That's not what I have.
Oh.
Sorry.
But that'll be on there, too, if you did want to hear it.
Yeah. I mean, it's all there. And it also comes with a guide. You don't have to just sort of throw the shows in without knowing what's where. There's a whole summary of every single show. It's very easy to search and find what you're looking for. 212-209-2950. I'll join the one caller on the line. Pledge of $125 will get you a full DVD set of every single show from 1988 to 2006. DVD audio, so it'll play in your computer, it'll play on your DVD player, and any other audio device that can read DVDs.
Okay, I'll try a guess as to what the clip you're going for is. The when Burning got released is my guess.
That's a good one. That's a good guess, Jim. Very good, but no,
no.
It's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's wrong. Okay, one more call, and we're going to go to it. One more call. So all it takes is one person out there calling 212-209-2950, pledging whatever you can afford, anything you can afford. And is that a call? Okay, no, there it is. All right. We're going to hold to our promise. But
more people can still call.
More people can still call. We're not saying you shouldn't call now that someone has called in. Are we saying that? No, I don't mean to imply that. We'd like everybody to call, all the people listening.
Furthermore, we promise to answer the phone well before you get disconnected for ringing too long.
Which actually will last a lot shorter than it did then. Back then, that was something new, that the phone would actually disconnect when you called somebody and they didn't pick up right away. That was unheard of. Now it's the norm, and it's kind of sad to see that change. 212-209-2950, you were down in Tally Room. There's a bunch of people there, right?
There were people there.
Okay.
And there's nothing more depressing for the Tally folks than to not get any calls.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't put them through that kind of trauma. All right. 212-209-2950, please call while we're playing this last clip. Okay. Folks listening to the show, you're probably very familiar with various callers. What can you name a caller that okay. Redbird, you seem to know. What name do you have in your head?
Rebel.
Okay, well, yes, you've gotten it right. We have here the very first phone call to Off the Hook from Rebel. Do you want to guess what year that was? See, these are the kind of games you can play if you have this set. 212-209-2950. It took me 15 minutes to put this
96.
Together. 1996, that's a good guess. It's wrong, but it's a good guess. Not Kevin.
92.
How did you know that? Did you look at my piece of paper?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you're right. It's June 24th, 1992.
And he didn't stop calling for until, I was on the show and he was still calling. And
well,
that was
just listen to the way listened to what he had to say. Yeah, that's what
you'll never hear any of this again.
That's true. That's true. Okay, here's the first phone call to Off the Hook from Rebel, who continues to call us every single week. And he's probably calling on this line right now, which we're not picking up. You can call us, though, and pledge 212-209-2950. Get a full library of all the Off the Hooks, and enjoy. Good evening.
Hi, am I in the air?
Yes, you are.
Hi.
How you doing? What's on your
mind?
Yes.
I'd like to talk about the, the technology of, you were dialing International Directory.
Right.
When you dial, I don't know if you know this, but when you dial that 800 number.
Which 800 number is this? The call ATT number?
Right.
Okay.
You cannot, they make it on purpose so that you cannot place any directly dialed calls. In other words, you have to, when you use that number, you can only place a call if it's collect or billing to a third number or a calling card.
Right. What that is meant for, that number is sort of a substitute for zero plus. If you're at, say, one of those weird pay phones where you dial zero plus and you get a strange company that will gladly take your AT&T calling card, you can bypass that since no pay phone in its right mind will not allow you to call an 800 number, and then it'll get billed by AT&T. That's the whole purpose of that number.
Uh-huh. And when you mentioned the thing when you were calling and you got those tones, those tones, and
yeah.
You said that was familiar?
Yeah.
I recognize them, too, because that's the old analog dialing method.
Well, actually, in retrospect now, I realize that's cable and wireless since we got connected to them.
They probably use the old system that New York Telephone and AT&T used to use.
Well, actually, you know what I think they do? I think they play the same tones every time you make a phone call.
I have a tape of 10 years ago when I made an overseas call. If you want me to play it, I have it ready.
Sure.
You want me to play it?
As long as you don't give away any vital information that somebody might not want you to give away, go ahead.
Hold on, and I'll play it right now.
Okay.
Hold on, and let me see.
Phones from the past. I'm always playing little beeps and buzzes here.
One is the city code, and the number is 749.
All right.
We don't need the number given out. Okay.
Now, you hear that?
Yeah, those are MF tones. And
That was the old AT&T system.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Well, now, you will still hear those tones on occasion.
You do
in
not use
places.
AT&T, you will. But if you use AT&T, you will never hear those tones.
Mm-hmm.
Only your telephone. They do not use... I don't know if you know what a DMS-10 is.
A DMS-10, a Northern Telecom DMS-10?
And an AT&T 5EFS?
Right. I think you might mean a DMS-100, though.
Well, isn't that a toll switch?
That's a DMS-200.
Okay. Well, right now is New York Telephone, I think the only... Well, they use DMS-10s, 5ESS, and 1ESS, which is the old one.
Right.
60s. I think... I don't know what that is, and I've always wanted to know what it was that I was doing. Is that the operator's circuit dialing as if it was a touch-tone phone?
Well, those are MF tones. In fact, that's what an old blue box would use. And MF tones are still used in various ways for various things. It's just not as simple to box a call anymore, at least not within this country. But it's still very possible to do it in various ways. Tones are used. Different tones are used. It just requires a bit more thought. But those MF tones that you hear are the blue box tones as far as everyone else is concerned.
I see.
Yeah. Bit of history there.
If you've ever noticed that the new digital switching... It does not click. Like, your phone number has the old electronic, the 1ESS switch, which is not digital, which is an analog. And
it's electronic, but it's not digital.
Right, it's electronic. And the new 5ESS and DMS-10s are all digital. But there's a difference between a 5ESS and a DMS-10, and you could tell, because the 5ESS sometimes...
Okay, well, we're talking about differences in switches again, and Rebel there with his first phone call back in 1992. I hate to step on this. I hate to interrupt this historic moment, but we do need to get some more phone calls. It's very important. We're up to about, what's about 700 there? There's a big glare on the phone. It's really hard to see what the total number is, but I know we have to break 1,000 at least, so that means a few more phone calls are necessary to do that. Now, I know there are people who appreciate the radio program. They listen week after week. Wouldn't it be nice to have a full library of all those shows, or wouldn't it be nice to give this as a present to somebody who might never hear it otherwise? Yeah, it's a great way to help us and get something really nice in return. Remember, the most important thing is that you're investing in the radio station because this place defies the odds. We should not be here. Lots of people believe we should not be here, but we're in the middle of the commercial band. What that means is that this station could very easily become something commercial next week if the owners decided to sell it. And it would be a very, very sad thing if that were to happen because we're able to reach so many people from this particular position in the FM dial in New York City. It's so incredibly rare and precious. It's just very, it's hard to put into words. So that's why the fact that we're able to survive solely on listener contributions is an amazing accomplishment, something that continues to just flabbergast me over the years that this place could even exist. We're not talking about a small 2,000-watt college radio station. We're talking about a big, huge 50,000-watt enterprise and Empire State Building. You know, it should not be, but it is, and it's thanks to you that it is. 212-209-2950. You won't hear any commercials here because you're our sponsors, but we need for you to call and show your support. And we're making it as pleasant as possible by offering T-shirts, off-the-hook T-shirts for $25. We're offering full archives of all the off-the-hook shows in broadcast quality for $125. There are other pledge levels as well. Two phone calls on the line. Please get around four or five, and we can break that $1,000 mark. And then... Sounds like this will be speeding towards your door, and you'll be able to hear the sounds of hackers over the years, over the decades even, as they discover, share information, go through all kinds of adventures, and you may even hear your own voice or somebody you know as they call into this radio show. It's incredible. 212-209-2950, two calls on the line. Let's see if we can make that three or four. There's people down there, right, Mike? There's enough people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they're waiting for those phone calls to start coming in. 212-209-2950.
And I don't think it'll happen today, but people can prove me wrong. It's really exciting for us, actually, when there aren't enough people in the tele room,
mm-hmm.
and people have to sort of go running out of the studio to go help them.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
And then you get to talk to one of us.
That's right. That can happen. Cool. So if a lot of people were to call right now, one of us would have to go running outside and down the hall. It's a long ways too, but we usually make it by the time the phone is still ringing.
If someone picks up the phone out of breath, you'll know that's why. 212-209-2950 is the number.
So if another 4 or 5 calls come in, we're definitely going to have to do that. We have people to thank?
I don't.
Oh, I thought that's what the whole transaction was about.
No. There was a clarification.
Ah, okay.
People want to understand that the shows you're getting, they're MP3 files on DVDs that you can put in your computer.
That's right.
Doesn't work in most CD players, but there's still
because they're not CDs. It won't work on phonographs either.
There's many,
just the way it is.
Many ways it won't work, but also many ways it will work, and you can explore those ways if you pledge $125 by calling 212-209-2950.
You'll even hear, speaking of DVDs, you'll hear a call that we made to a Radio Shack. I think it was a Radio Shack. It might have been a Blockbuster, asking if they had any DVDs, and they had no idea what a DVD was. This was, of course, before DVDs became common, but we knew. We knew that DVDs were coming, and we decided to have a little fun with them. We had all kinds of fun with all kinds of unsuspecting people over the years, and it's just so nice that we preserved it all and that you can listen to it now. 212-209-2950. Get your own archived copy of every single show from 1988 to 2006 or a off-the-hook T-shirt. In fact, you'll get the off-the-hook T-shirt with the DVDs if you pledge $125 or any amount over $25.
So interesting that a store, I don't know when that phone call was made, but that a store wouldn't know about, some upcoming mm-hmm. video technology, because now with the Blu-ray and HD DVD, I mean, people knew about those long before they were actually, well, because of the whole, battle, but...
Yeah, but those people are not working in Radio Shack,
All right, well, I knew about it. Okay, fine. Yeah. Well, take it.
Yeah, and you weren't working in Radio Shack. Let's listen to the last minute of the first phone call from Rebel, the first of many phone calls from Rebel.
You really let him go on for a long time.
Because I thought it was interesting. Yeah. And I even say a comment to that effect after he hangs up. And, he does say interesting things now and then. It's just that he says a lot of other things, too. All right, 212-209-2950, 5 calls on the line. Let's listen to the last few seconds of this. Let's get some phone calls coming in.
Restaurants. And there's really no protection for them. I'm just, what you said, then to get, billed back.
Well, it just makes sense. If you're billing something to a third number, they should ask somebody's permission before you do it.
Right, because, I dialed and billed to a third number, and I was wondering, I got my bill and said, I was wondering where the call was. And then, it must have been a wrong number.
Right, well, you never have to pay for anything like that, so if people do get those kind of charges, they can always get them removed. Yes. Listen, sir, we have to move on to some more calls.
Okay, then.
Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
Most interesting comments there. Our telephone number is 212-279.
Yeah, you see, I said they're interesting. I called him sir. So I guess, I encouraged him to call back, and he did many, many times. But listen, look at those phones. Those phones are lighting up. That's something. We've got 7 calls on the line. Should we be running down? Do you think, is there some kind of signal they'll send us? If more calls come in, I think we're going to have to. I think we're going to have to send people down there.
It happened.
212-209-2950. Once again, before we leave tonight, we are offering the full off-the-hook library from 1988. And that was a good show, too, back in October of 1988. All the way to the end of last year, the end of 2006, and you'll hear every single program in full broadcast quality sound. And boy, the history you'll get is just I can't even put it into words.
To make a pledge of any amount just to support the radio station,
mm-hmm.
we'd certainly appreciate that. 212-209-2950 is the number. There's only a few more times that we can say that in this limited time that we have here.
That's right. 212-209-2950. Give us a call even as the phone rings way off in the distance someplace. And we'll see you next week. Have a good night.
Ah, yes, you're listening to the end result of Off the Hook here